All right, my friends, thanks for tuning into the podcast, where, as always, we'll discuss the professional literature and the evidence-based protocol as they relate to the effective treatment of clinically significant anxiety symptoms. I'm Chris Lines, licensed psychotherapist and OCD spectrum disorders treatment specialist, and this, well, this is OCD Straight Talk.
I just think that, like, grit and resilience are, they're magic words, man, when it comes to enduring the fight. Because it's like, if you're going to go to war with the OCD, you had better come to win. You know, and coming to win isn't just about fighting hard. It is about fighting hard. It's about fighting really hard. It's about taking no prisoners, right? And brutalizing every compulsion. And part of what that means is recognizing that you can tolerate discomfort. Like, you can tolerate intrusive thoughts, and you can tolerate feeling anxiety, and you can begin to thicken your skin of tolerance, and you can deal with a hell of a lot more than you give yourself credit for. The problem is you don't. You're too damn committed to being comfortable. And so you gravitate reflexively toward doing compulsions way before you need to. You know, it's like you buckle, and you buckle quickly, and you buckle easily, and you buckle repeatedly. And the result is that the OCD digs in deeper and deeper and gets more and more comfortable and deepens its roots. And now you've got a bigger bitch to deal with. Now the problem is exponentially larger because you keep buckling under the pressure. You know, it's true, grit and resilience are magic words. They're essential attitudes in beating the OCD. You know, fuck it, what do I have to lose by trying something else? And that is a million-dollar question. That's the right question. What do you have to lose by trying something else? And listen to me, when I say trying something else, I'm not saying switch up your strategy. Give me a pinch of grit and a shake or two of resilience. No, I'm saying don't change up your strategy. Fucking try a new one. Get a new strategy, right? What do you have to lose by trying something else? This question comes up in therapy sometimes. It's like, you've been trying the other way, right? You've been doing your compulsions faithfully, right? You've been engaging those rituals consistently, trying to accommodate and appease the OCD, but it's like you're getting nowhere, right? It's like, what do you have to lose by trying something else? And the counterintuitive, the absolutely ass backward strategy comes to mind of tolerating anxiety and the intrusive thoughts that cause it and stopping the compulsions. Because for most people, it's the other way around. They're working to tolerate compulsions in the hope that they're going to stop anxiety. The trouble is, sometimes that works, albeit temporarily, but it works, right? And so it convinces you, it teaches you that when you scratch that mosquito bite, it does feel better. So when the itch gets worse, then you just scratch some more. And that's the idea, right? Just do more compulsions because, you know, this shit works. Just do more compulsions. The trouble is, you're digging the ditch deeper and deeper as you go, all the while thinking somehow it's gonna get better. Just dig harder. It's like, come on, man. At some point, you gotta try something else, right? And it is counterintuitive. It is. I'm not saying it's not. But it's like, at some point, you gotta switch up your strategy and say, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna work to tolerate the anxiety and the thoughts that cause it and really work to stop the compulsions, right? And that's where it's like, you're gonna need grit for that. You're gonna need resilience. You're gonna need fight. You're gonna need the determination to brutalize the OCD at every turn. And fighting doesn't mean stopping anxiety. That's bullshit. It doesn't work. You know that. I know that. Brutalizing the OCD means fighting smartly. It means stopping compulsions. It means identifying those motherfuckers where you can find them and choking the shit out of them consistently. That's what it means. That's what it means to fight smartly. That's what it means to fight hard. You got to be able to work at it. But that's the whole thing. Like, that's the whole thing. When people decide they're going to stop compulsions so often, what they'll do is they'll stop compulsions for a couple of minutes. And then one of two things happens. Either one, some other compulsion pops up somewhere else that they end up reflexively doing, all the while thinking that they're doing good work, but they're not. Or two, they buckle under the pressure and they go right back to doing the same thing they've been doing all along. But it's like, you gotta ask yourself, what happens when you stand up under the discomfort of the itch and you just tolerate that itch? You just tolerate the discomfort. What happens? Not a rhetorical question. What happens? What happens when you just allow the itch to be there? Well, it sucks. That's what happens. It's uncomfortable. That's what happens. It itches. I'm anxious. I don't like this. That's what happens. But you know what? You know what? Eventually it starts to change. Eventually you start to feel better, even though your level of anxiety or your level of discomfort, they start to change on their own and they don't need your help. What they need is for you to get the hell out of the way so the OCD can self-implode, right? So the symptoms will begin to unravel and fall apart, but you got to stop doing compulsions in order for that to happen. And in order for you to stop doing compulsions, you got to grow a set of balls, man. You got to work harder at it. And that's what it is. That's what it is. Like, you have to work harder at it. And for a lot of people, this is true. Either the OCD is going to outsmart you and it's going to pop up somewhere else and you're not going to recognize it, and you're going to be engaging some kind of behavior that you think is like, oh, this is helping me, but it's like it's a fucking compulsion. Be honest with yourself. Or two, it's like you're going to say, I can't fucking do this, and then you're going to go back to doing compulsions. And it's like, if you're going to go to war with the OCD, you had better come to win. You'd better come to win. You know, it's like this idea that, like, I might get knocked down by my OCD, but damn it, I'm gonna get back up, right? It might catch me on my left foot backing up and knock me clean off my feet, but bitch, you better know I'm getting back up, right? And I'm coming back to fight. And if I'm going down again, I'm going down swinging. And this might suck, and I might feel anxious, and I might be uncomfortable, but I'm going to work to tolerate it. And my skin's going to get thicker, and I'm going to get better and better, and I'm going to keep getting back up, and I'm going to keep swinging and fighting. And if I go down again, I'm going to go down swinging, right? It's that kind of attitude of grit and resilience. Those are the magic words. We can talk about stopping compulsions, and the literature is rife and replete with references to stopping compulsions. And it's like, yeah. And if you're not doing that, you're doing shit, right? You've got to work on stopping compulsions. But that fight ain't easy. That's where the attitude is money, right? You do it or you talk about it, right? When the going gets tough, the tough get resilient. They get gritty. They fight harder. And if they go down, they go down swinging, right? You need to be able to not just identify your compulsions, which is a skill and it takes work. But once you identify them, you have to put one foot in front of the other and fight like hell to stop the compulsions. You have to be able to deal with the discomfort. You have to be able to face the itch. You have to be able to tolerate the anxiety. You know, it's like, your problem isn't that you're anxious. Your problem is that you think you need to get rid of your anxiety. And so you're going to do whatever you've got to do to achieve that end. I.e., you're going to do compulsions to feel better. You've got to stop looking at this the wrong way. It's not about tolerating the scratching response so you can hope to get rid of the itch. It's about tolerating the itch and working hard to stop the scratching response. If you're following my analogy, that translates to, it's about tolerating the intrusive thoughts and the anxiety that they cause. It's about tolerating the intrusive thoughts, images, or urges, and the anxiety that they cause, and working hard with grit and resilience to stop your compulsions. Then it becomes a matter of, well, what are they? You can stop one over here and a couple over there, but make no mistake, OCD is going to go down swinging too. It's going to throw some other compulsions at you, and some of those will be unconventional. Some of those will be outside of the purview of your sight. You're going to have to look hard, search, and find them. And once you find them, choke them to death. That's what you're going to have to do. That's the fight that is in front of you. And you come prepared to fight that fight, or that fight is going to fight you.
Well, that's it for another episode of OCD Straight Talk. Feel free to reach out with any questions you might have to chrislines04@gmail.com or DM me or whatever at OCD Straight Talk. If you found this episode helpful, consider giving the podcast a 5-star rating. And for treatment, contact Kentuckiana Treatment Center for Anxiety and OCD at kentuckyocd.com. That's kentuckyocd.com. And as always, thanks for checking out OCD Straight Talk.